We're going to be in the book of Acts, so chapter 7. And there's some things here that we see, but I believe from time to time, we look over it. We don't see the whole picture, meaning we don't really ask ourselves what's taking place here. We read it just so we can soothe our conscience, and we go from there. But we see here in the book of Acts of chapter 7, verses number 54 down to verse number 60. We'll read these things, these verses here real quick, and we'll get into our morning lesson. Verse 54 down to verse 60. It says, "When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth." Now, what was taking place here, Stephen is addressing the very people that was about to stone him. And when they heard the truth, these people became very angry. And it says, "And they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost..." I want you to catch that part, because we're going to get into that with this morning lesson. "Being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly in heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, 'Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God.' Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' And he kneeled down and cried a loud voice, 'Lord, lay not the sin to their charge.' And we have said this, he fell asleep." Now, I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer here real quick, but I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. As I'm praying, I want you to pray to yourselves, "Lord, speak to my heart this morning. Lord, if there's something in this lesson that I need to have this morning, let me have an open heart to your word." And pray with that as I pray here. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us, Lord. We count it a joy to be in your house, to learn about you once again. Lord, we pray this morning that, as it's been already prayed already, Lord, that you would remove any distractions from this place. Lord, we ask this morning, and we give you the permission to leave Satan out of this place this morning. Lord, we ask that you would just work upon and move in our hearts. And Lord, once again, be with every class that's going on this morning, that's taking place. Lord, we ask that you would just show yourself this morning. We ask you these things in your name. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Now, as we read here in these verses, we see a very unique thing taking place. We see the very first Christian martyrism. And that man is Stephen. And I tell you what, there are some things here that really shock me. But after last week, after going through rather quickly, because we went through this rather quickly, our young adult class, we've been stuck here for quite some time. But after about, you know, going through the disciples, being filled with the Holy Spirit, my prayer is I hope that every Christian here today sees the need not to only have a relationship with God the Father, God the Son, but to have a relationship with God the Holy Spirit. That's my prayer today for everybody in here. Not just for you, but for me as well. And I am simply amazed what God can do in our lives when we are willing to allow ourselves to call upon Him and have Himself pour Himself totally upon us. But not only did this happen with the disciples, but it happened with a few other men as well in this book, the book of Acts. And we're going to see some things here this morning. I'm going to ask you a question. If you was on your way to church this morning, and for some reason you decided that you was going to pass out some Christian literature pertaining to our tracts out there, or some of those little Bibles that Doc has so generously given to us, and you decided to go out into a crowd and distribute these things to people walking by, and as people are walking by, they're kind of getting angry at you for what you're doing. And I want you to imagine with me, these people get so mad at you, an angry mob forms about you and begins to beat you severely because of the very things that you are distributing out. And well, Chad, that can't happen today in America. Can I tell you it can? Can I tell you it can? Why are you saying this? This happened to a pastor over in India just recently. Beat the tar out of him. How do you know this? Well, with today's technology, you can see it. And I've seen this week on YouTube, going through this particular lesson, trying to gain more of an insight of Christians being martyred, Christians being persecuted. I just heard this morning that it doesn't get the media does not get around to this much. But I heard this morning that there is two pastors in Florida. I don't know how long ago this happened. It hadn't been recently, but were shot and killed for witnessing. It's taken place in America as well. And there are some things that are going on in our country, not only in our country, but third world countries across this globe that's happening very rapidly. And as Christians being persecuted, and as Christians being martyred. And I tell you what, we live in some scary times, folks. But that's more of the reasons why we need to cling to Jesus. That's why more of the reason that we need to allow the Holy Spirit to continually pour Himself out upon us. And we see this here in the verse 55. When Stephen was about to be stoned to death, he was full of the Holy Ghost. And some things happen when you're full of the Holy Ghost. The disciples were at a point to where they needed to add some men in their lives. You go back to chapter 6, the very early part of chapter 6. We see here that this church that we learned about last week had 3,000 converts, and they added another 5,000 converts. So they had a total of 8,000 people in this church. And the disciples were very busy, and they needed to add some men to help them out to meet the needs, more the needs with the people in the church, particularly with the widows. You get a church of about 8,000 people, you're going to have a lot of widows. And according to the Scripture, a church is to take care of a widow if this widow has no family at all. And so the disciples were very busy with this thing that was coming about, and so they needed to add some men as deacons. And you go back to chapter 6 and you read here, says in verse number 3, it says, "Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among ye seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen. I want you to see this here. They chose Stephen, a man, read with me, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. They saw this in this man. And so therefore, Stephen was chosen as one of the first deacons of the church. And he had a lot of responsibilities in front of him. Now, let me remind you, as a deacon, a deacon's job is a job that requires service. It is a job for them to go out and to serve the church and help meet the needs of the church. Not only that, a job of a deacon is to help the pastor out in any way, shape, or form that he can. That's the part of the job of a deacon. And this job is a very serious job. In my opinion, it's a calling as well. So they had a very heavy job in front of them. So they chose this man, Stephen and Philip and a few other men. Now, they took on these duties, and they went out to the flock, and they began to meet their needs. And this man, Stephen here, was a man that was full of faith. He was a man who wasn't ashamed of his faith. He was a man who was willing to share his faith. And folks, that's what we need to do today. We need to share our faith, regardless of the circumstances that might come about it. And faith, they saw this faith in Stephen. Not only that, they saw that he was full of the Holy Ghost. And meaning that they knew that he walked with God, meaning that they knew that he trusted in God. And it showed in their life. But he was full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. Stephen was a man who loved God, and despite what happened to him, he was going to allow the truth of God He wasn't going to allow anything come in his way from allowing the truth of God to be heard from his lips. Now, sometimes we kind of get scared when we go out and witness and we don't know what to say from time to time. And that's part of the reason is because we're not allowing the Holy Spirit to control our lives. We need to give in to the Holy Spirit. Say, let me take over. He's wanting to. Just let Him take over. Well, I don't really know what to say. I tell you what, when you got the Holy Spirit on your side, He's going to have things come out of your mouth that you had no idea that you knew. Why is that? Because He's powerful. And He can do that. But He was a man who wasn't going to allow things to be heard from His lips because He wanted the truth of God to be heard in people's lives. Stephen, because of his faith in God, was about to become the first martyr. Now, just a quick question that I want to ask everybody here this morning. And I think we need to all ask ourselves this. It's very important. Would you denounce your faith in God if you were about to be martyred? Why would you ask that question, Chad? Because there are a lot of people, when it comes down to it, might say, hey, I don't trust in this, I'm gone. Why? Because they value their life more than anything. And they didn't really care about the things of God to begin with. And so this happens. From time to time, people will denounce their faith and say, hey, God's really not important in my life. And they'll put their head between their legs and they'll take off and they'll run and not come back for many, many years if they ever do come back. But I believe today in America, we as God's people, we as Christians, we have yet to face real persecution. Granted, we all go through some persecution at times, but I believe that we have yet to face real persecution that these men went through in their lifetime. These men went through some very hard persecution, and they were able to overcome these things. But when you really think about it, we really haven't suffered much persecution the way the disciples did, the way that some apostles did, and many other Christians in the past that have suffered. But there is a lot of persecution. There is a lot of martyrism going on in other countries today. And we would be simply amazed and we would be scared to really know what is going on. And I kid you not. With today's technology, I have recently been able to see firsthand some things that are going on in third world countries. I've seen some things that are happening over in the United States of America as well. And if you guys was able to see these things, it would scare you. And some things that people are going through in their life, facing persecution. But I began to see these things. People, I want you to see this. I want you to understand this. People are literally dying just going to church. They are. They're getting killed for walking to church. I kid you not. They're getting killed because guards will ask them questions. Do you believe in Jesus? And they'll say, yes, I believe in Jesus. And because of that very statement, they'll be killed. They'll be persecuted. It is going on in this world today. And that's simply because they believe in Jesus. People are dying for going to church today. But thank God we have the freedom in America to do what we want here and to serve God freely. Thank God for that. But the sad thing about it, folks, is we can't even take advantage of that. We simply don't take advantage of that. So in some third world countries, just to mention the name of God can bring death and it can bring many other things. There is a church in China that exists today that I just recently found out that this church, if this church was to be exposed, every single member in this church would face martyrdom. And this church, this will surprise you, is 30 feet below ground. 30 feet below ground. Imagine crawling through, I've seen this on the video, imagine crawling through a little tube down 30 feet to a church underground. Now, this church is not supported by anything, any type of structural things that keep it from collapsing. This church has been going on for, I believe, 30 years, 20 to 30 years. There is no structural support. This church was completely hand-dug by the people with their little tools that they have. And they had to be very secretive about it. And this church is approximately probably 10 by 12. It's not a big room. It's a very small room, and they have a few members. And these people see the need, they see the importance, and they have a desire to have a relationship and a fellowship with God. And they're willing to sacrifice their lives just to go to church. And we have some things messed up in our country today, don't we? You know, we use every little excuse just to stay away. We use every little sniffle, every little cough, every little headache, every little excuse just to stay out of church. Say that to those people in China that are literally putting their lives at stake just for believing in God. They can be killed for this morning. So 30 feet underground. And they do this because they love God. Could you imagine digging a hole 30 feet underground with a spoon? Where are you going to put the dirt? You know, people had to know what was going on. They had to be very secretive about what they're doing. Because if they were exposed, it would be no longer. And so they had no structural support. But I tell you one thing, after being in this hole for 30 years, it's but by the power and by the grace of God that those walls 30 feet below have not collapsed. Why is that, folks? Because they're allowing themselves to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I tell you what, I've said it before this past couple of weeks, I might sound like a broken record, but when you allow yourself to be filled with the Holy Spirit, amazing things are going to happen in your life. We just have to be willing to allow it to happen. We just have to be willing to say, yes, God, whatever it is you want me to do, I will do this. So by the power of God, this place has been existing. There was a young lady that recently, over in India. Now, India is one of the very biggest places that martyrdom is taking place. Being killed for their faith in God. And just recently, a young lady was walking to church, and some guards came upon her, and they said, "Where are you going?" And she's not afraid. A little girl, not afraid. She goes, "I'm going to church." You know what they did with this little girl? They poked her eye out. Just remember, every little sniffle, every little headache, every little excuse. People are dying, people are being martyred, people are being persecuted for going to church. They're suffering persecution today. They're suffering martyrdom today. This girl's she's not even 12 years old. She believes in God, she loves God, and because of her faith in God, they poked her eyes out and she could no longer see in God. But thankfully, one day, God's going to come back. God's going to grab that eye that those guards poked out, and He's going to restore that to that young lady's heart, life. And when that eye is restored to that young girl's eye, face, who's she going to see? She's going to see Jesus. And she's going to say, "It was worth it all." Amen? We live on Easy Street today, folks. We don't think about the things that are happening over in these third world countries today. We don't even think about the things that are happening over in our country. I mentioned earlier with these two gentlemen over in Florida, but have we yet forget about Columbine? These two men that went out and cowardly killed these victims was a result because of their faith, these people, their faith in God. They did their research on every person they killed. They picked them out. It's sad. It's going on today. Thank God it's worth it all. Amen? It'll be worth it all. Thousands of Christians are being martyred today by beheading over in third world countries. They're being burned at the stake. They're being hung. They're being crucified. The sad thing of it is, we don't think that it exists today. But the truth of the matter is, it does exist. And it all started with Stephen. It all started with Stephen. Because Stephen was saying, hey, God, I love you. I don't care what happens to me. Even if it means death, I'm willing to go to the end with you. Why was he willing to do so? Because, Roseanne, he was full of the Holy Ghost. He wasn't afraid. And that's an amazing thing that's taken place in his life. So the next time that you want to stay at home and miss church, just because you want to stay at home or because you're tired, remember, there are people who are dying to go to church. To these people, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. We see here in verses 54 through 60 that Stephen was about to be martyred. And verse number 55 really catches my attention because I see here a man who is about to be murdered, but doesn't really care because he is filled with the Holy Ghost. And some amazing things are taking place here. There are a few forms of martyrism today that takes place. One of them is that's burning. Can you imagine being burned to death? There's a crucifixion. They still to this day will put people on a cross and they'll crucify them that way. There is being boiled to death. Imagine that with me, folks. Being boiled to death. And hanging. And this particular one that we're going to be looking at today, stoning. Stoning. Now, not one of these sound inviting to me. I don't know if they sound inviting to you. But not a one of these sound very inviting. But it was a price that these people were willing to pay for standing for Jesus. Let me ask you a question this morning. What price are you willing to pay? Or is there even a price? I can remember back years ago when some of us kids were outside of this church. We used to meet up in the where the teenagers are at right now this morning. That used to be the main church back in the day. This didn't even exist. And I can remember one particular Sunday night after church, us kids used to go out to the field and we used to play some stupid games. And one of those games was a dirt ball game. And we used to have some hard clay back out here. Do you remember that, Jeff? We used to have some hard clay. And I can remember one kid. To this day, I'll never forget his name, Robert Aldridge. And every time I see this kid, I remember this incident that took place. But he was here one particular night, and he grabbed a piece of clay, and he threw that thing up in the air, and that thing just went up. I had no idea what was going on at the time until it came down on my head. And that sucker cracked my skull open. I can remember bleeding. I can remember crying. I felt like I cried for hours. And that was just one dirt clay. And I can't even begin to imagine what was taking place in the life of Stephen. Now, imagine with me this morning that you took a stand this morning for Jesus Christ as you're walking to church or as you're driving to church, passing out your scripture, passing out your tracts, and all of a sudden this crowd, this mob gets mad at you and they form around you. And they say, okay, Doc, I'm tired of how you're doing this. You're offending me. Now, Doc, why don't you come with us because we're going to take you out to the city of about 70,000 people that are in this town and we're going to stone you. Imagine that thought with me this morning. Now, I want you to understand something that takes place in the life of Stephen. There's one thing that really sticks out to me because Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit, folks. He did not run. He did not run. Didn't even say there that he thought about taking off. Or thinking about running away, he faced what was about to come his way. Now, too often, we, like I said earlier, we put our head between our legs and we run. We say, hey, man, this really isn't worth it. But to Stephen, it was worth it. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. And that day, I can remember that day very clearly, that day that that rock landed on my head was nothing compared to what Stephen was about to take place with. Stephen just addresses these people. They were the people who were about to stone him. And afterwards, they became very angry with him. It says this in verses number 54. And they became very angry with him. Why were they angry with him? They're angry because he spoke the truth of what happened earlier on in lives with Abraham and Moses and so forth. I encourage you to read this chapter and go through it. Now, I have done some studying on some things of what happens to the body when being stoned. Now, I want you to imagine with me this morning that I have a few stones with me, and I'm going to throw them. Now, there are some things that take place when a stone gets thrown at you. Now, I had one piece of clay hit my head, and it cracked me open. Now, imagine being involved in a whole town that's coming about wanting to stone you. Now, they take this stone, and they begin to throw it at you, one after the other. You don't have a time to really breathe. Now, one of the things that happens that takes place when someone begins to be stoned, their body is literally being taken away, chunk by chunk. That's how severe the stoning is. Just imagine, your flesh begins to peel off your very arms. Your body, your bones are beginning to be exposed. And the people relentlessly keep throwing these stones until you die. That's a hard way to die. That's some suffering. That's some persecution that Stephen was willing to go through in his life because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. That's where we need to be in our lives today, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So bones are exposed, flesh are exposed, and once the bones are exposed, those begin to be broken as rocks are continually to being flung at them. The stones, just imagine stones being thrown in your face, and all of a sudden your eyes are being knocked out. And this sounds pretty gruesome. It might make your stomach hurt a little bit. But folks, this is the truth. This is what happens when you stand up for Jesus. Now, quite honestly, I think we as Christians have done enough sitting. We've done so much sitting in our lives, we can't even get up anymore. Because the longer you sit, the harder it is to get up. And that's a thing that needs to stop in the lives of Christians. Standing up for Jesus. The thing that I notice here about Stephen in verse number 58, they stoned him to death, but he didn't run off, he didn't take off, or even try to talk his way out of it. He wasn't trying to get his way out of it. He stayed, I believe, because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. How do I know that? Because verse 55 says, "But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly in the heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God." He was full of the Holy Ghost. He stayed and faced what was about to come his way because he loved his God. Now, when you think about this, yeah, our natural tendency is to have some emotions about this and begin to feel sad what was about to take place in Stephen's life. But let me remind you of something that we forget about. Stephen had everything to gain and nothing to lose. Well, how do you figure that, Chad? Because he had heaven to gain. Amen? He had heaven to gain. So, ask yourself a question. Would you face this angry mob if it was you? Would you denounce the very faith that you claim if you knew it was going to mean death? He had everything to gain. That was in the presence of Almighty God. Nothing to lose. You see, when we allow ourselves to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I believe that the Holy Spirit will give us the grace, He'll give us the peace, and He'll give us the comfort to withstand anything that's thrown in our lives. I honestly believe that. And I believe this has taken place in Stephen's life. The words I think of here, when I think of Stephen going through this very thing, the words that come to my mind is in Hebrews Hebrews 13, verse number 5. It says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." You mean Jesus was with Stephen at that time? Yeah, he was. He didn't let him go through it alone. And in my opinion, he got the greatest reward ever when it was all said and done. Amen? "I will never leave you nor forsake you." I believe that we live in a time very shortly in America. God's people will be experiencing persecution. They'll be experiencing death. The question is, are you going to? Will you take a stand for Christ? It's hard to realize that this happens today. Eyes being poked out. Fingers being cut off. Arms being cut off. Legs being cut off. For people who say, "I believe in God and I want to go to church." And this is happening, and it's happening more rampantly than what we think. The media is not reporting on it because they don't want you to know about it. And that's just the way it is. And so these things are taking place. Believers' heads are being beheaded for their belief in God. You go back and you look at the life of the disciples and some apostles. They all face martyrdom except for one man that didn't die from it, and that was John. They all faced it. Why? Because they believed in God. And from that time back in Acts chapter 2, when they met in the upper chamber, in chapter 2, the very first part, the Holy Spirit descended upon them. And I believe once the Holy Spirit descended upon them, it never left them. They all faced martyrdom. They all died a very gruesome death. Peter was crucified. You know, Peter's response was, "I don't want to be crucified the way Christ was." He was crucified upside down. Imagine that. Man, some things are pretty scary when you think about it. It's happening, folks. But are you willing to say, "Hey, Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit today, because I want you to work in my life. I want you to have complete and total control. No matter what the circumstances that come my way, God, fill me with your Holy Spirit." And some things begin to happen. I want you to see something here. This is an empty glass. Can you see this? Nothing comes out. This is a bottle of water. And this glass, this represents me. And here my prayer is, "Lord, fill me with your Spirit this morning." And you know what happens? He begins to fill. But some people stop. Say, "Hey, that's enough." Well, we need to say, "God, I want it all." And he begins to pour and pour and pour. And he keeps pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring. That's where we need to be in our lives today. Allowing God to keep pouring his Holy Spirit upon us. He's got plenty. Amen. He's never going to run out. We just have to be willing to say, "Yes, this is what I want in my life." It was said to me this week, and this is a very profound statement. We Christians live on easy street today. And with that comes an attitude of not really caring about or even desiring to serve God the way that we should. Thank God for the ones who serve Him with all their heart. Thank God for the ones who have that desire on a daily basis to get up and serve Him no matter what. Thank God for the ones who have that joy of God in their life and have the Holy Spirit working with them every single day. But I feel sorry for the ones who don't. I feel sorry for the ones who say no to the Holy Spirit. I believe today that we have too many Christians around the world who are serving God half-heartedly. A half-hearted Christian will not be able to face what Stephen faced gracefully. We have to allow ourselves to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Folks, this is my last Sunday up here. And I got to say this. Stop saying no to the Holy Spirit. Let Him begin a new life in you. Let Him begin to work in you in ways that you cannot even imagine. Being filled with the Holy Ghost is a very good thing. And it's a thing that we say no to way too often. And I believe it's time in our society that we get serious. And I mean absolutely serious about serving God. Stop doing it half-heartedly. Do it wholeheartedly. Be a Stephen. I tell you what, I believe I told somebody here about 6 months ago, I think I was talking to Lance about this. If I was ever to face anything like this, I want to go out in a blaze of glory. I really do. If I had to be stoned to death, then so be it. If I had to be hung, if I had to be burned, so be it. Because if it's for God's glory, that's all that matters. Amen? For God's glory. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day that You've given us. Lord, I am so thankful for these men that You have put in our lives through Your Word to give us examples and illustrations on how to follow and to live our lives. Lord, we thank You for allowing us to learn from Your Word this morning. Lord, I pray this morning that You would continue to work in the hearts and the lives of the folks that are here this morning. Lord, we ask that You would be with our pastor this morning as he comes and speaks to us. Lord, we ask that You would right now, Lord, anoint him with the Holy Spirit this morning. Lord, we give You permission to work in our lives this morning. We ask You these things in Your holy, most precious name. Amen.